This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 19 October 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. One Palestinian was extrajudicially killed by Israeli occupation forces. Three children were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 20 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 40 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Two homes were seized and transformed into military bases by Israeli occupation forces. Undercover units and dogs were employed in these incursions. Israeli occupation forces continued to construct a border fence between the Gaza Strip and what is referred to as Israel in the north of Beit Hanun. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have continued to close the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Erez Crossing Point. A woman was run down by an Israeli military jeep, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 11 Palestinian civilians, including a girl, an attorney, and a lecturer at a university. Israeli occupation forces continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. The Israeli High Court approved the construction of the wall around Al-Ram village and Deir al-Barid area in Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces destroyed and razed areas of land in the Al-Sawara, Al-Sahiyah village. Israeli occupation forces destroyed 24 dunams of agricultural land and uprooted at least 150 olive trees in the Azun Atma village, and three Palestinian civilians were injured, and four solidarity activists were arrested by Israeli occupation forces during a peaceful nonviolent demonstration organized to protest the construction of the wall. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli settlers attacked two homes in the Beit Farouk village, and Israeli occupation forces destroyed areas of Palestinian land and confiscated nearly 700 dunams of land in the northern Jordan Valley for the purpose of settlement expansion. Here is a summary. Extrajudicial killing. On Sunday, 16 October 2005, Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially killed Nihad Khaled Abu Ghanem, 33, from the Burkin village west of Jenin. The attack came 1 week following the publication of information that the IOF would decrease attempts to arrest most wanted Palestinians in the West Bank to avoid the resistance to arrest, which indicates the Israeli occupation force may escalate the policy of extrajudicial killing officially adopted by the Israeli political and security establishment against Palestinian activists. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted at least 20 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 40 Palestinian civilians, including three children. They also seized two homes and transformed them into military sites. Israeli occupation forces employed undercover units and trained dogs during these incursions. In addition, a Palestinian woman was seriously injured when she was run down by an Israeli military jeep, and three children were wounded by Israeli gunfire in the Tarkumin and Beit Awa villages near Hebron. Recently, Israeli occupation forces have conducted wide-scale arrest campaigns in the West Bank, mainly targeting members of Hamas. Since the end of last September, Israeli occupation forces have arrested at least 500 Palestinians. Restrictions on movement. Even though Israeli occupation forces have been redeployed around the Gaza Strip, they have continued to impose a tightened siege, transforming the Gaza Strip into a large prison. The Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border, the sole outlet for the Gaza Strip to the outside world, has remained closed for the fifth consecutive week, as no deal has been reached concerning transportation across it. Israeli occupation forces insist on maintaining the control over movement in persons and goods through the crossing point and have actually moved equipment from the crossing point to the Kerem Shalom area on the Egyptian-Israeli border. In the meantime, Israeli occupation forces continue to close the Erez crossing point for Palestinian workers and patients for several weeks. With the closure of the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Erez crossing, the Gaza Strip has been transformed into a very large prison. In the West Bank, since Monday's morning, 17 October 2005, Israeli occupation forces imposed more restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. These restrictions included the prohibition of movement of private cars and on roads, limiting transportation to taxis only. According to Israeli sources, these measures were decided by the Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mufaz on Sunday morning, 16 October 2005. Israeli occupation forces declared that they would prevent Palestinian private vehicles from traveling on the main roads in the West Bank, including Road 60 and Road 90, which link various areas in the West Bank. This continues the policy of apartheid road construction, whereas one road is being used for Palestinians and another road being used for Israeli settlers. During the reporting period, additionally, Israeli occupation forces positioned at various checkpoints arrested 11 Palestinian civilians, including a girl, a lawyer, and a lecturer. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces continued to construct the apartheid or annexation wall inside the West Bank. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces raised areas of Palestinian land. They also raised an additional 24 dunams of agricultural land and uprooted 150 olive trees. In another decision that it violates the advisory committee issued by the International Court of Justice, which considers the construction of the wall in the West Bank illegal, the Israeli High Court decided to allow the Israeli occupation forces to construct a section of the wall near Al-Ram village, north of occupied East Jerusalem. The construction of the section of this wall will isolate the two areas. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces to continue to construct a cement wall on the border between the Gaza Strip and what is referred to as Israel in the north of Beit Hanun. Israeli occupation forces started to construct this wall on 12 October 2005, 15 meters inside the Gaza Strip territory with a height of 6 meters. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians. Israeli settlers attacked two homes in the Beit Farouk village east of Nablus, and Israeli occupation forces raised areas of Palestinian land and confiscated at least 700 dunams of land in the northern Jordan Valley. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.